Good morning. Our Business of Food report this morning includes flying pigs. But first, let's talk about the chicken shortage we've been hearing so much about, except there is no shortage of chickens. Plenty of them. In fact, more than usual.
There's more available chicken. The real issue right now is labor in our plant.
Yep. Can't find enough people who want to do the work of cutting up the wings and tenders. Christine McCracken is an analyst at Rabobank, where she is executive director of animal protein.
And a lot of that tied to some of the stimulus money that's making, you know, labor an issue across the board, and not just chicken plants, but in grocery stores and food service outlets, driver shortages. It's really throughout the economy.
And she says the tight supply of chicken parts will likely get worse. As the weather warms, more of us are going to start grilling. And the return of two big chicken-consuming sectors, tourism-related businesses and schools, will increase the pressure on supply and on the cost.
If you look at some products like wings, prices there on average in April were up, you know, some 170%. Just tremendous pricing strength because, you know, you can't make more chicken wings, right? there's only two on every chicken, right?
That's right. Only two wings per chicken. That brings me to flying pigs. The pork industry is ready to fill the chicken wing void with pigs' wings. They've been a thing, a novelty for a while, and perhaps we'll see a rise in popularity. Pigs' wings are made from the fibula of a pig's shank, lean, tender meat surrounding a bone, which conveniently sticks out for you to use as a handle. On the other end of the supply chain is another pricing problem, the cost of corn and other feed to grow chickens. Futures at the Chicago Board of Trade and cash prices are the highest in 8 years, making expansion decisions by growers very difficult. Today is National Orange Juice Day. FYI, National Vodka Day is not until October, and National Screwdriver Day is not until December. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.